Welcome back, everyone. Episode 91 of Kids Deserve It. We hope you've been enjoying our weekly chats with educators and game changers from around the country. Also, don't forget, you can check us out on iTunes.
And while you are over on iTunes, make sure you leave us a review for one of the episodes as we select a winner each week to win an autographed book set.
Also, don't forget our Kids Deserve It chat on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific time. Sorry, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific time. This week, we got another great guest, but first we want to introduce ourselves. I am Adam Welcome, Director of Innovation in the Bay Area of California.
I'm Todd Nesloni, Elementary School Principal in Navasota, Texas, and I am thrilled this week to have our special guest, Barbara Bray, on. Barbara, thanks for being here with us this week.
Oh, well, I'm just honored that you even asked me. This is wonderful.
We also want to remind our viewers that you can participate in social media using the hashtag #KidsDeserveIt, whether you are watching this live or checking out the recording later.
So, Barbara, we got a few questions for you. So for those three people out there that don't know who you are, tell us about yourself.
Well, let's see. There's three. How long did you say I have? I've been doing this a long time. I call myself a creative learning strategist. I wrote two books. Co-authored with Kathleen McCloskey. I have Make Learning Personal, How to Personalize Learning. And I also am running a podcast, my own podcast show, but I'm learning from these wonderful men here. It's called Conversations on Learning, and I got to have one with Adam, which was amazing. So Todd's up coming up sometime soon, I hope. And I have guests blogs from the wonderful people also, and share that. And one of the things I love to do is share the stories, and been doing a lot of keynotes lately, so I've been running all around. It's been a real interesting time.
Well, you know, you just talked about all the things you're into: author, podcaster, speaker, consultant. Out of all those things that you do, which one do you love the most?
I love to write. I'm a writer. And I'm actually taking a course on writing fiction. I want to write a mystery. Oh, cool. I just want to change the way my brain thinks. And but I'm enjoying the podcast only for one reason: is the people I talk to, you know, like you. We haven't met yet in person, but I really get to know you in a podcast. Like with Adam, he was telling me things, and I was just blown away. I didn't even know. It was wonderful. So I just love learning the stories about people, and if I can write about them or talk with someone, it's wonderful.
Right. Nice. So, Barbara, there's a lot going on in education right now. What do you feel is the most urgent and important issue that we're dealing with?
I have to think about that, because I know several. But one is how to get out of the, I don't want to say out of the box, but the compliancy box. We have to be able to look at what's the best for our students. And and I've done a lot of work on coaching and working with teachers. And a lot of it is we've been taught compliancy since we were very little in school. And we need to shake the system up, because it's just not going to work for these kids now. And so my thing is to take some risks, and don't worry, because it's all for the kids anyway, because they deserve it.
That's right. Well, you know, where do you, Barbara, draw your inspiration from? Did you always know that you wanted to be in education?
No, actually, my mother was my inspiration, because she's kind of an entrepreneur. She was an entrepreneur very young, and that could be a whole nother podcast. But one thing I found is that she taught me never to give up, and never draw on the lines. She was an artist, and always have a voice. And I did, and sometimes that didn't work too well for me when I was in school. So I said, I got to do something, and I got to fight this and help other kids. And that's why I've been doing this for 30 years or more. It's just something I live for.
Yep. Right. So what was school like growing up for you, Barbara?
I grew up in Maryland. I went to a wonderful school district, Montgomery County Schools. It was wonderful, but unfortunately for me, it was, I had to be very compliant and I had a reading problem. So they labeled me slow. And they, and every time I go, I have a question, they would tell me, no, you can't have a question. You have to do it our way. And I ended up being in a general track. And I kept saying, there's something wrong. I know I'm smart. I know, you know, it's like I kept fighting for it. I mean, it worked for a lot of people, but I learned how to do school just to get out of school. And that's not what I wanted for my kids or other kids. So. Okay.
That's powerful. I love that. Well, you know, speaking of reading, is there something you're reading now or that you've read recently that you'd recommend to people, whether it's professional or just purely enjoyable?
Well, I'm going to do this. This one, I take it with me everywhere. I read it over and over and I talk about it because Kids Deserve It. It's great. I love George Corris's book, Innovator Mindset, because I'm helping people with trying to find their passion and purpose. And sometimes they need to know what their characteristics of who they want to be needs to be and how to get there. And I actually have so many, so it's kind of hard.
I figured this would be a hard one for you.
Actually, I just got Joy Kerr's book, Shift This, so I'm going to read that one next. So,
I've heard good things about that one. So, Barbara, who is someone that inspires or challenges you to be better?
Oh, my granddaughter. She's 9, almost 10. She told me that. That's her big year, so I better do something about it, right? And she's a Minecraft wizard, and I can't do it. She pushed me to learn how to do Minecraft, to make my own world with her. And so I'm pushing her to do things that I'm, you know, and they don't use it in her school. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to have this, this person who I love dearly really challenge me. And so she got me to figure out how to put things in the treasure chest and how to, you know, build my own world, and I'm still not doing very good.
Hey, but you're trying. That's what matters, and I love that. And you know she's going to adore you for that. So that is so awesome. Well, you know, Barbara, I know that we all have those days that are difficult or it's tough to get out of bed or we just don't want to go through and fight the fight that day. What do you do to kind of kick your butt into gear when you get in those kind of moods?
Oh, I have a lot of those moods lately, so especially with this fire in our area. So what I try to do is turn on music and dance. I find myself sitting all the time because I work a lot at home virtually, and so I'm on the computer all the time, and sometimes I'm alone a lot, and I think, you know, music is my friend. And I love to dance. So I get up and I dance, and then it tries to clear my mind.
I love that.
All right, Barbara. Every week we like our guests to leave a challenge for our viewers. What is your challenge for the week?
Oh, okay. I'm going to tell you what my quote that I've said a long time ago was, go with your strengths and interest to find your passion so you discover your purpose. I'm going to challenge you to find your passion. Try to just look at what you're interested in, see what you could possibly find that might help discover your purpose.
I love that. Nice. Well, Barbara, I just want to say I have followed you for years and we've connected many times. And I just want to tell you, thank you so much for coming on our show. I have just loved getting to hear a little bit of more of your story and having it sharing with our viewers.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you so much, both of you. You're wonderful.
Thank you, Barbara.
We also want to thank our viewers for watching or listening. Remember, you can tweet us using the hashtag #KidsDeserveIt. We encourage you to go on and leave a review on iTunes for us because we select a winner each week from those reviews. Make sure you leave your Twitter handle so we can get a hold of you. And join us every Wednesday for our Twitter chats at 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific. Have a great evening, everyone.